Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And David Sherry, dear friend of the,
good morning,
of the program,
Ryan.
And mine personally, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you have always been, since the day you were born, a twin.
Yes, I have.
That doesn't change. That's one of life's constants.
I shared a womb.
Oh, a womb with a view.
Yeah, womb with a view. There were two of us in there. There were two of us in this marriage. Yeah, and actually, the two of us still live together, which is a bit strange. But and I'm 33. So I've always lived and always had a twin brother. We're fraternal twins.
Which means?
So we're non-identical.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I was in the car last, maybe August, and I was driving. And I heard this ad on the radio, and I said, hello, we're looking for twins to take part in a study. And if you are a twin and would like to take part, get in contact with us now.
And you did?
Yeah, because I was listening to the ad on the radio. I was going, what is that? I'd love to know what it is, first of all. I'm such a knob.
You are such a knob.
So I heard the ad, and but do you know what it was in my head? So
when I heard
the ad for the twin study was, do you remember, I know you're not a fan of Friends, and I hold that against you.
And it's
always
an age thing, really.
Maybe it is an age thing. But Joey and Friends, there's a great episode where Joey goes forward.
His life is based on Friends references.
But he goes to take part in a twin study in Friends, but he's not even a twin. He doesn't have a twin brother. Friends. But he just gets these Italian American guys who look like him and wear leather jackets and slick black hair. So he tries to pull it off. But anyway, so I heard the ad. I thought, well, I better contact my twin brother and ask him, is he interested in doing it?
Yeah,
and he wants to take part. So I contacted them. They were looking for identical and fraternal twins to do a nutrition study. So it was all about what you eat, your metabolism, your genes, and the study was to find out whether metabolism or genes or the environment and, you know, the stuff that we eat, what has the influence on your metabolism and your weight and everything like that.
Okay.
Now, I'd be kind of healthy enough and eat well enough, I think.
Yeah.
So I got in touch with them. They got, it was actually in UCD, this nutrition study in the School of Food Sciences. I had to go in. I did 6 visits. They were usually about 20 minutes long. I had to take a food diary, which I would, you know, write down everything I had that day to eat. Then I'd go in and they would record it. I had to give blood samples, give urine samples, go in and get measured in the BOD pod, which is this, like, it's not a Brian O'Driscoll thing. It's a BOD pod where they measure your BMI and your body composition, everything like that.
So it's like an MOT.
And so it was an observational study, so it didn't hurt or anything like that. I was just giving them information about me and my body and my diet. But what I'd love to know this morning is there anyone out there listening that has done other studies, you know, where they've donated kind of stuff to science, or they've been a part of things, or, I mean, they can text 51552 if they want to let us know, because you see, academic, like universities, colleges, and companies, you know, even like companies that make goods, all that kind of stuff, they will want to get information about things for products.
Guinea pigs.
There is a bit of guinea pig about it.
Human
guinea pig. And so we'd love to know this morning and this week if anyone has done anything and get in touch with us. But so it wasn't hard, as in it was very easy for me, because all I did was remember what I ate, except when you go in and record what you ate with they say to you, okay, so I tell them breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, and then they'd say, okay, now we're going to look back and I'll ask you if you had this, and they'll say to you, so did you have crisps? Did you have chocolate? Did you have a donut? Did you have a coffee? Did you have a sugary drink? Whatever. And you'd be surprised how much you mentally leave out.
Okay, the junk.
Because when you're giving them the thing, you go, yeah, breakfast, I just had the Weetabix, and then lunch, I had fish and a bit of vegetable. Then dinner, I just had the salad now and chicken, and actually I grilled the chicken, I didn't fry it.
Yeah.
And then you look back and actually, I had cream egg and cream in my coffee, and it goes on. So it's funny how you trick yourself into it. But so I just it only took a few months. It didn't take long. It was like a weekly visit in to go and give
the
information.
So why do they want twins to?
Because twins would have the same
metabolism.
Same DNA and makeup and genetical makeup.
Yes,
a genetic makeup. I don't, because I'm not the scientist and I'm not the person behind the study. I don't know the full, you know, the methods that they're using and what the results are going to be. I'd love to find that out eventually when they do it. But apparently they got a huge response because the ad was on radio, so people were hearing it. And I suppose there are a lot of twins around, and they got a huge response because the more numbers you have, the better the study and more accurate it's going to be. But the worst part about it was having to store urine in my fridge.
The similarity between urine and apple juice are
Like
outrageous,
be careful.
Or whiskey. So that could have ended in tears.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so, yeah, because you had to give urine samples and keep it on ice. And the only way to do that was to make it keep it cold. I put it on your desk a few times, actually.
I know. I knew there was something a little off about that apple juice. I think, God, that's a bit common. At least it's cold.
But, you know, look, I'm going to cut to the chase here. When I actually heard the ad about it, I thought, there might be a few bob in that for me.
And was there?
No, there wasn't.
For the love of science.
For the love of science.
And did Richard do the exact same thing?
Richard did the exact same thing.
You're very dedicated citizens of this world.
Well, there is a bit of civic duty about it. You're helping people out, and they do need people to do it. And I suppose I don't think this study was for a big multinational company. So they have, you know, sometimes there's money behind studies and things like that, so they can afford to pay people. But, you know, they just wouldn't have the budgets. You know, universities or whatever wouldn't have the budgets.
And did you get a photo of you on the human hamster wheel, or did you just decide against the selfie on the wheel, and you can only have your water from one of those things they put in a rabbit hutch?
Well, I wonder, like, I'd say that some of them do pay, in fact, when I said it to my brother, he was like, are we getting paid?
How much?
Yeah, how much?
I'd like to know, by the way, for those human guinea pigs out there listening today who did get paid to go on certain medication or what have you, how did that work out for you?
Yeah.
And if it didn't work, you know, it's like a science fiction movie or Batman. By the way, there are side effects we cannot mention. You know, you get X-ray powers or something. I'd like to know what did you do and for what purpose? Did it benefit society or medicine or science or yourself?
Yeah, so 51552, if anyone has ever done them over the years, any studies, any medical stuff or
do you
or
respond to all ads
stuff
on the radio who are, you're like, if they kind of, have you seen this missing person? Like, do you watch Crime Line so that you can help out?
Oh, well, I actually phoned up to get some women's insurance the other day. You know, the women go home
cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper, but I can't get it, apparently.
It's because it's sexist.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm taking a case from Europe.
Do I respond to all ads?
51552 to help needed. You know, that's, I can see you walking past like your notice boards and things. Okay, but thank you for that, David Sherry.
You're welcome.
And now we know. Did you have good eating habits, isn't it? Because you eat half an orchard of a given morning. I've seen
the
every
man
fruit.
From Del Monte, they call me. I know. My diet would be okay, I think. But I do the whole the weekend binge and during the week and I didn't stay up like last night to watch the awards. I went to bed. I was good. I had a lovely big burger yesterday. I do love my
Where did you get your burger?
I got it in a really nice pub in Rathmines called Murphy's.
Listen, remember, friends, it's not a crime to be middle class. I mean, I know some people think it's outrageous, but you can't. But I mean, I'm disgusted at you, and I'm
sorry.
I'm gonna do a placard up against you and your burgers from Rathmines.
Best burger in Dublin as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite the endorsement.
Thank you.
Okay, but so did you feel guilty afterwards?
I would never feel guilty after eating something. Never, 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 never. Crazy.
The burger doesn't kind of come back and haunt you and say you were great.
No, I enjoyed that. No.
Okay.
Guilt-free.
Guilt-free burger. Gluten-free?
No.
But just guilt-free.
Guilt-free.
Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
Pavers, good morning to you, Sarah.
Hi, Ryan.
So you are one of the guinea pig people.
Yeah, well, I invented keyhole surgery.
You invented it? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be getting a Nobel Prize, not talking to me on the radio.
Any day now.
What happened?
So this is going back, I think it was like 1995 or so, and I went to college in Queens in Belfast, mm-hmm. and the psychology department were looking for people to participate in a psychological experiment, and you get a free pint. So that was all we needed to know.
That's enough, an Irish science experiment, that's all you need to do. Yeah,
there was literally a queue out the door of all the students. So, so you went in and we had to put our hands through these kind of gloves and through a screen. We couldn't see what was on the other side. And the gloves were connected to scissors. And you had to cut pieces of paper, like a moon shape or a star shape or a square. And in one screen, like in one of the trials, you could see it. And in the other one, you're looking at a screen. And in the other one, you're looking at a screen in mirror, like in reverse. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to find out whether doctors would work better, you know, having it in reverse or in the right way. And you would do two out of three. So you wouldn't do all three. But like I did the two screen ones. And we all just went in and did it. It took about 15 minutes. And single-handedly invented keyhole surgery.
I had no idea I was talking to such a scientific pioneer who single-handedly created keyhole surgery for the price of a pint. I mean, this is...
All I asked for was a pint, yes.
All I asked was a pint a day. It's an extraordinary... a feat of, you know, scientific endeavor. I'm gobsmacked and flabbergasted and taken aback by your jaw-dropping contribution to science.
Yeah, never in the history was, you know, so much owed by so many to so few.
Well, by so few you mean you.
Single-handedly.
Well, literally in your case, I mean, or maybe double-handedly. Either way, whatever happened, you got your voucher, you got your pint, and you changed the face of modern science.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because my respect for the guinea pigs of Ireland has gone through the roof.
upwards and improved.
Upwards, as opposed to downwards. Mm. So continued success. And did you pursue a scientific field?
Well, I work for GSK now, so for the pharmaceutical company.
Yes,
so
you
yeah,
did.
Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, Nobel Prize in the post, Sarah. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye.
Bye.